everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome, everybody. We are live here at Disney... Whoops.
We're having a little tripod issue.
We're live here at Disney Springs, so good luck with that.
You keep talking.
We're live here at Disney Springs at Deluxe Burger here in beautiful... this is the...
Beautiful
landing,
Disney Springs.
Landing
yes.
here at Disney Springs. And at some point we'll have some friends come join us, but we are so glad that you are here. My name is Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And we together are WW Park Hoppers. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to watch. If you can hear us pretty well, give us a thumbs up. I'd appreciate that. Let us know that you guys can hear us okay. If you have questions throughout this, please feel free to leave a comment in the section below, and we will get to that just as soon as possible. So, sorry, I'm always leaning on the table.
And claps his hands and the whole thing shakes. So, we are here at Deluxe Burger because we are continuing the tour of Discover Bourbon here at Disney Springs. And we have our cocktail of the day.
Yep.
Which, this is the Smoked Bourbon Gelato Shake. It's actually melting a little bit because it's a little warm here in the wonderful Florida humidity. Also, the hair. Sorry. Ladies,
can't
this
do a
is what
thing
you look forward
it.
To.
I've got enough product in my hair to kill a small duck.
Yeah, I didn't have that option.
Anyway, we got our friends here. Thank you guys so much for joining us live. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about our meetup next month. We had a great meetup on Saturday.
Oh, we did. It was wonderful. Thank you for everyone that joined us out at Hollywood Studios. It was so great to see everybody. And I know most of the group went on and watched the fireworks and the movie show over on the Chinese Theater. And it was just great to see everybody and actually get to see you in person. So next month starts in 3 days.
Right.
The, the meetup will be at Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter at the Sasagula Floatworks. So come and join us for some beignets, some fun, and maybe even some prizes. And that will be Saturday, June 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. So it's going to be earlier than we normally do our meetups.
Right.
So we hope to see you all there and can't wait for a great time.
Absolutely. It's going to be great. And Beverly, I appreciate the comment. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled coffee breaks next Monday. I promise you that. So. We want to go ahead and get into the news, talking about all the really fun stuff that's going on here. Did you know that it's an incredible summer here at Walt Disney World?
I thought every summer at Disney World was an incredible summer.
I did too, but apparently they had to trademark. Incredible summer has already kicked off on Memorial Day weekend, which was last weekend. Yesterday. Allow me to read the copy here. The fun is heating up with all new entertainment and more. Set to debut this past weekend, kicking off what will truly be an incredible summer here at Walt Disney World. So what we're going to do, we're going to break down all the different information. Here's what's on tap for the different theme parks, and we're going to start off at the Magic Kingdom, because that makes the most sense to me.
Absolutely.
Incredible Tomorrowland Expo. So no longer is it just Tomorrowland. It's the Incredible Tomorrowland Expo. The Magic Kingdom Park superheroes will take center stage in Tomorrowland with the premiere of the Incredible Tomorrowland Expo. In this celebration, supers will welcome Edna Mode, one of my favorite characters, voiced by...
Darling.
Voiced by...
I don't know.
Brad Bird, the director.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Supers will welcome Edna Mode, the legendary super suit designer, to the park for the very first time. Mr. Incredible, Frozone, Mrs. Incredible, and other characters from the Disney Pixar film The Incredibles and the upcoming Incredibles Dose will join together for an interactive celebration that features incredible decor and high-energy music. Families can join in the fun at the Super Party Time dance party and by watching the engaging performances by up-and-coming supers. Plus, they've got a couple of really cool photo ops as well, so that's kind of neat.
I'm so curious why Frozone got higher billing than Mrs. Incredible.
Well, she's the star of the second movie, so they got to give Frozone some love.
Really?
I'm just going there.
Moving on to Animal Kingdom.
Moving
Donald's
on.
Dino Bash, a prehistoric party in which Donald Duck and his pals take over Dinoland USA, has also began this past weekend. to celebrate Donald's newfound discovery that ducks are actually descendants of dinosaurs, guests can enjoy a flock of new character greetings. See what they did there?
I saw that. That's...
with feathered friends like Donald, Daisy, Scrooge McDuck, Launchpad McQuack, and others during a rip-roaring party.
Excellent.
The daily celebration will culminate with a nightly dino-rific dance party with Chip and Dale, along with a DJ spinning some wild tunes. I think that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it'd be a blast.
And we have to take
Park Hopper Mom. Yeah.
Yes. Park Hopper Mom has a small fascination with Donald Duck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Small.
Yep. Okay. This past weekend kicked off the fan zone at ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex because, you know, they don't have anything going on over there. The Super Kickoff Fan Zone is a two-day festival-style event that's free and open to the public. Guests can enjoy a variety of food and beverage options, listen to high-energy music with a DJ,
Wiki.
Check out the event merchandise. They got a ton of it over there. There will also be television viewing parties Saturday afternoon for the... European... Union of European Football Association Champions League title match between Liverpool and Real Madrid. Not that fake Madrid crap. Only the Real Madrid for us people.
There's just something wrong with him, and I married him.
I don't do soccer. I don't.
Right. Well, do you know that there is even more fun coming in June?
Does the fun ever stop?
At Disney? No, it doesn't.
All right, what we got happening?
In June, beginning June 9th, the Guardians of the Galaxy will take stage at Epcot. Star-Lord and Gamora.
And Gamora.
Well, wait. You know, every Star-Lord has to have his Gamora. From Guardians of the Galaxy, we'll join an alien band taking guests on a journey through the cosmos of music. All right, the party will feature hits from Awesome Mixtapes 1 and 2. Fun and favorite tunes from both movie soundtracks, building anticipation for the new Epcot Guardians of the Galaxy attraction.
Their first song's going to be Dust in the Wind.
Dance party theme. Spoilers.
You get it.
This is why John likes having a live audience, because I don't laugh anymore.
It's so much more fun. Yeah, it's so much more fun. Yeah, what do you say? I'm sorry. Everything's dance party theme.
Everything's a dance party.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to run some of the crazy off the kids, plus all the people will be thirsty and hungry. So then, you know, they'll eat more.
They drink and they eat and they... Yeah.
What do I know? All right. Speaking of getting hot and needed to jump into something cold and wet, Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park is going to kick up the summer fun a notch with the debut of Disney H2O Glow Nights.
You tried way too hard for that one.
You know, if this was not a live show, I could just edit it, but I can't.
So, tell me about the Disney H2O Glow Nights, John.
Well, I will, Park Hopper Sid. Thank you for asking.
Thank you so much, Park Hopper John.
On select summer nights, starting on June 21st, special lighting effects will transform the water park like never before as Buzz, Woody, and Jesse throw a beach party inspired... I got a joke, but I can't say it.
No.
Inspired by their friend, Partysaurus Rex. Come join the fun dance on the beach, play party games, and meet up with Buzz, Woody, and Jesse. So you know Tony will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, all the attractions are going to be open for guests to enjoy. Now, Disney's H2O Glow Nights will take place only at Typhoon Lagoon on Thursdays and Saturdays from June 21st till August 11th from 8 till 11 p.m. And by the way, if you've never been in either of the two water parks, and especially Typhoon Lagoon at night, if you time it right and you have that big, full, beautiful moon at Typhoon,
really gorgeous.
It's really gorgeous.
I don't know if it's that cost gorgeous.
No. So here's the fun part. Disney H2O Glow Nights are a special ticketed event, and the party is not included with the daytime admission. So here you go, kids. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Tickets are already on sale and cost $55 for adults and $50 for children aged 3 through 9. That doesn't include tax.
10 and up.
Right.
$55. The children's price is not that much cheaper.
I know, right? For more information, you can purchase tickets. Call 407-939-1872. Now, the thing about this is you're paying $50 to be in the water park for 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's it.
No.
Yeah.
All right. last but not least, I think we're saving the best for last.
Uh-huh.
Toy Story Land is going to open at Disney's Hollywood Studios on June 30th.
I've heard something about that.
Unless you've been under a Disney rock, maybe a Universal rock, and you have not heard of this, let me catch you up. Well, even under a Disney rock, there would still be, you know, information leaking through.
That is true.
All right, then.
That is true.
Mock me, will you?
I'm mocking you.
All right. Toy Story Land. This is the new 11-acre land that will shrink guests to the size of a toy and allow them to explore the fun and adventures of Andy's backyard. Their guests can experience two new attractions, which is the family coaster, the Slinky Dog Dash, and the Alien Swirling Saucers.
Woo-hoo!
Toy Story Land will also feature an existing guest favorite attraction, of course, Toy Story Mania.
Yep.
Has to be a part of it.
Yep.
And which will also expand to add a third track into the rotation. So for anybody who has stood in line for 2 hours for Toy Story Mania, you can breathe a sigh of relief. It will now be an hour and 45 minutes.
Right.
So, the Land's Woody's Lunchbox will be a new quick service restaurant that will offer up tasty meals and old-fashioned soda floats to Toy Story Land guests. The one thing they forgot, we have learned, they forgot a merchandise store.
You know,
what
they say at Disney all good attractions wind up in a merchandise.
Even some bad ones.
Even some bad ones. But
end up in a gift shop.
Apparently they got to the end of it and went, what are we missing here? What are we missing here? Oh, merchandising. So the couple of the stores on Sunset Boulevard are being transformed into Toy Story merchandise places. Now, I have some kiosks inside the
inside the
area, but that's not the same. So,
who knows,
right? Hey, before we move on, we want to encourage you guys to do something. If you're going to be shopping on Amazon.com, it doesn't cost you anymore, but it helps us out. Please go to www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon. And that'll take you over to Amazon, but it'll put a special little link in the code that will give us some credit for sending you there. And what that'll do is that'll give us a little bit of kickback from whatever you buy. It doesn't cost you anything more, but it helps us with some of the costs of doing the live show and hosting and doing some of the crazy things that we do. So we want to make sure that you guys do that.
Like the cost of the bacon.
Correct. And also, if you're looking for some hand-curated items from Park Hopper Center myself, you can go to www.parkhoppers.com/shop and you can check out some of the items that we've picked there. A lot of watches, a lot of Dooney and Burke.
Can I add something? So when he says hand-curated, he means hand-picked. Things that we like, things that we enjoy, and that we thought that you would enjoy, and so we have sort of tagged these in our own shop.
Right.
These are not handcrafted items that John and I are sitting there making in our living room. I did want to correct that because I actually got that question last week. So
if
no,
we're making the items.
These are not little doodads and, you know, dream catchers and stuff that have you.
We're not starting an Etsy store, kids.
No. If you've seen our arts and crafts skill, it's a little dangerous. So.
No, I'm good with a mouse. I'm really bad with my hands.
Yeah, maybe we change that term.
Hand curated.
Yes.
Hand picked.
Hand picked. All right.
English people.
Wow.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. So there's a piece of news that came across the wire the other day that
what
I thought.
What is that piece of news, John?
I'm going to tell you that I thought was very interesting because it's, you would think it would be a no-brainer, and I'm shocked that Disney hasn't thought of it until now. But what they're doing at Disney's Animal Kingdom, they're testing in-park ticket sales in a pilot program called Ticket Corner. So starting now through September 29th over at Animal Kingdom, they're going to be testing Ticket Corner, which is an in-park ticket sales location just outside of the Discovery Trading Company. Say that 10 times fast. So without leaving the park, visiting guests will be able to upgrade their tickets by adding additional days or options, such as adding up the park hopper option if you have a one-day, one-park. You can upgrade your ticket to an annual pass if you're there for more than 5 or 6 days, and you realize that, well, it'd just be cheaper to do an annual pass. You can upgrade and you get some benefits there. You can also purchase tickets for special ticketed events like Mickey's Not So Scary or Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And I'm not sure yet, but you might be able to get tickets for some of the other hard ticketed events like the Glow, H2O, Glow of the Show, Yo, 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 You're My Bro, whatever they're doing over at Typhoon Lagoon. This is going to be something that we're thinking will run similar to the remote guest locations, guest relations locations, like the one at Hollywood and Sunset at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
So this is outside of the guest relations.
Correct. You don't have to go stand in line to guest relations. You can go to a little kiosk and say, "Hey, I've got like a one day one park. Would it be possible to upgrade to a park hopper option because we really want to go see, reflections of Earth, illuminations?" And then the guy would say, "Yeah, absolutely. It's just another $50 or whatever the price is." And this is fascinating. Universal's been doing this for years. I don't know why Disney's just now waking up to it.
Well, because they had their guest relations, and so, but with all the other things that are going on, you know, with people coming to get buttons and pay off a bill and lost and found and everything else that seems to fall into guest relations, it can make sense that now they want to separate that and say, okay, tickets over here. And Julie, absolutely, at the end, we will give all of the links again. So
the other thing about that could be is, you know, on the days like this past Sunday, they had the Star Wars Galactic Nights event at Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. And from what I've heard, it did not sell out. So if you're running behind and you're at the parks and you're like, hey, I hear there's a Star Wars Galactic Nights event tonight. Are there still tickets? You could actually purchase them in the park. That would be useful. Mm-hmm. That'd be super useful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
All right. So speaking of hard ticketed events, table service dining reservations are now available at 3 different restaurants for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. So, guests planning on attending the 2018 Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party can now make their advanced dining reservations for Be Our Guest Restaurant, which is the French-inspired fare.
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
Cinderella's Royal Table, where you actually get to go inside the castle and hobnob with royalty as the Disney princesses come by and visit you tableside. And the Crystal Palace, which is one of our favorites, where you get to visit with Winnie the Pooh and all of his friends from the Hundred Acre Woods.
One of the few places now that just added alcohol to the mix.
Oh.
Not that I have a problem, but I did want to at least let you know.
No, our bigger problem is the fact it's also an all-you-care-to-enjoy buffet. Let's be honest.
Food.
Similar to last year, Disney has set up a completely separate online page from the regular reservations. And so a ticket to the party is required in order to book dinner. So you have to buy your ticket for the party first before you can book your meal.
Right.
Dining reservations can be made online, or you can also call 407-WDW-DINE.
Right.
So it is also available that you can book the Happy Hallowishes dessert premium package. So first you go to your meal. And then you go to the party.
Yep.
And then after the party, you can go to the Happy Hallowishes Dessert Premium party.
Yep.
And there's the package to enhance the party experience.
Yep.
The additional package includes a viewing of Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade from a reserved location along Main Street, USA, as well as an all-you-care-to-enjoy buffet of spook-worthy treats and sips. He's making
faces
over here.
That was good.
Aw, yeah, you wrote it, so thanks,
You're
baby.
Pro.
Including chocolate-dipped strawberries, chocolate mousse, cupcakes, ice cream, seasonal fruits, cheese, and other ghoulish goodies. To drink, there will be sparkling cider, signature lemonades, coffee, tea, and hot chocolate. So, you can finish the experience with sweeping views of the Happy Hallowishes Nighttime Spectacular over Cinderella Castle.
Nice.
I do know people that would do the whole thing.
Oh,
they'd do the dinner package,
yeah.
They'd go for the party, and they would do this.
Let's finish this up. We'll talk math in just a second.
All right. So, reservations for the premium package, this is just for the dessert, are $84 plus tax for guests ages 10 and older, and $50 plus tax for guests ages 3 to 9, and can be booked online or by calling again 407-WDW-DINE. You want to talk math?
Let's talk math, okay? So, to get in, just to get into this event, that you can actually get in, I think, around...
It was like
4 or 5 o'clock, yeah. You can get in a little early. The event starts at 7, but you spend $100 to get into the event. So $100 per person.
Depending on the night.
Right.
Some nights are more expensive.
Correct. So let's just say you do it closer to Halloween or closer to Christmas, so you're looking at $1.25.
Okay.
And then you book your dinner. So whatever the cost of the dinner is usually $30 to $50 per person.
Mm-hmm. That
so,
sounds about right.
Let's say $1.25 and you got a family of 4. So now you're looking at $500 just to get into the event. Plus you're looking at dinner. So you're looking at another $200 just to eat. And then you're looking at $84 just for the
adults
for
and
the,
$50 for the kids.
Yeah. So you're looking at probably
$270.
So you're looking at about $700 to $800 for an 8-hour event max.
That you get candy and run around the parks.
Yes, and you're not going to be able to do a lot of that because you're going to try to make sure that you're in your places for dinner, and you're going to have to make sure that you're in your right spot for the dessert party. So is this too cost prohibitive? No, because people do it.
And they sell out.
Right, they'll sell out. But one thing I do suggest is pick one. Do dinner or do the dessert party. Don't, unless you just have the funds to do it. And if you can, go for it. That's great. But it just seems a little cost prohibitive to me. But just be smart, guys. You know, Disney's not going anywhere. Halloween's not going anywhere. Christmas isn't going anywhere for a while. There'll be other years. I'm just saying. You know, that's just me.
He's still kind of stinging from the whole Night of Joy going away, so he's kind of watching all of them one by one. So where are we going to be? We're still going to be continuing the Discover Bourbon here at Disney Springs.
We can actually tell you where we're going to be the next 2 weeks. Next week, we're going to be at Splitsville.
Yay.
Hopefully, we've got a quiet table because every 10 seconds, it'll be a bowling ball hitting the wall. And then the following week, which is the last week of the Discover Bourbon event here, that'll be on like the 12th of June.
Okay.
We're going to be back at the Polite Pig. We're going to start it where it all started.
You mean finish it where
it all
started?
Stop it where it all started. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. So it's going to be great. Looking forward to it.
Amazon link?
Oh, yeah. The Amazon link is wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon. God bless you.
Thank you.
Gesundheit.
We'll also put the link into the show notes.
Absolutely. And the last thing we want to encourage you to do, if you would like to sign up for our free newsletter, is go to wdwparkhoppers.com/newsletter. Sign up. We send, max 2 emails a week. One is just information, and one is like a recap of the week's news in case you missed it. We would love to see you on that list. We love to have you guys there, and it's a great way to keep up with what we're doing and all the shenanigans that we get into. So you can go to wdwparkhoppers.com/newsletter, sign up for free. We don't spam you. We don't sell your information. We would love to have you as a part of that list.
I love getting in shenanigans with you.
Shenanigans is good. Anything else?
I don't think so. Does anyone have any questions? We did have a comment on our cute little matching shirts.
Yep.
These are part of the Disney by the Numbers Club.
Yep.
T-shirt club.
Yep.
So
we're going to answer questions now. So if you're watching live, stay tuned. And if you'd like to join us, we always do a live show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Here at WDW Park Hoppers. So we want to make sure that everybody watching live stays put. But for right now, we want to encourage you to come visit wdwparkhoppers.com. 4 parks, 1 world.
And everything in between.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.